Oasis Audio presents The New Mom's Guide to Dealing with Dad by Susan Beese Wallace and Monica Reed. Read for you by Christian Taylor. Introduction. Joining forces. It was just a few hours. They're fine. He's the dad, after all. My husband's first time alone with our newborn was about to end. I'd been to a friend's baby shower, my first outing after having our first son, and I couldn't wait to get home. I felt oddly tied to the little guy, as if I'd been cast out like a fishing bobber to float around in my sleep-deprived state, and the strong bond already established between my son and me was relentlessly reeling me back home. He needs me. I think they need me. They must need me. I'm the mom, after all, keeper of the milk and all sage decisions about this baby's every moment. When I walk in, the house is quiet and a bit messy. They are lying together on a blanket in the living room, exchanging adoring looks. I think I butted in. I think I'm jealous. It seems my loving husband had taken our six-week-old to the library, gotten him his own library card, and checked out a few books. It was ridiculous and utterly admirable. It was so fun to do something that was his first, Todd said. Everything he does is a first, but it's usually with you. That simple outing was the inaugural run of the adventurous. Why not? Could be fun. Let's learn something attitude my husband has brought to every day of his parenting since then. He does things his way, and I think I finally learned to let him. Nothing enriches a marriage, or stretches it, like the addition of a child. Mom's fatigue and a crying baby wreak havoc with your sex life. Babies are expensive. Date night requires the help of a third party if you want the date to go anywhere. The household chores are harder to get done, and delegating might be a new concept. Mom and Dad each have their own style of parenting, both eager to be successful and appreciated. A new life also brings daily joy and the opportunity to share it with the person you love most in the world. Several of the baby books I devoured began by extolling the importance of putting your marriage first. Usually, I skimmed that section. I'm already married, I thought. That part was done. I was in search of the how-tos for producing an amazing and manageable child. Well, guess what? All babies are amazing. Manageability is an attitude, not a goal. And the books were right. Loving your mate, giving him top priority, gives your child a secure start in this world. Both of you are learning to dance when neither of you knows the steps. Occasionally, you will step on each other's toes, but the tango of trust and the waltz of what-ifs were never so rewarding. Chapter 1. Asking for Directions. Letting Dad Find His Rhythm. From the moment my husband began changing our baby's first diaper in the hospital, I knew parenting was going to be an exercise in learning how to keep my mouth shut. He was loud. Joyful, but loud, as the baby cried, and he went through wipe after wipe after wipe, trying to scrape that tar-like meconium poop off our little boy. He dropped the diaper, and the bassinet started to roll away. It was a hysterical scene that his parents watched, laughing and doing little to help, except hand him those 17 wipes. I could tell they loved what they were seeing. Their son and his son on the first of many adventures. They enjoyed being spectators, but they would be nearby if my husband ever needed them. It was a great lesson for me who, had I been able to get out of bed, would have been suggesting, instructing, and generally trying to take over the whole procedure. Dads have to find their own rhythm and start bonding with their baby on their terms. Looking back, I should have been thrilled that my husband was so excited about changing a diaper instead of worrying about his technique. Some dads aren't comfortable with their miniature, helpless newborn, and they leave the baby stage to mom. What a shame. Even while still in the womb, a baby knows dad's voice and is ready to connect that sound to a strong set of arms and a comforting scent. When my third son spent 7 weeks in the neonatal intensive care unit, the nurses encouraged moms and dads alike to lay...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?